good morning to you.
Good morning, Jack Sivanos and Maxell, two very tireless militants of the media, militants of the microphone. How are you?
We're doing very, very fine, and thank you so much. I can pick from your voice, even if I close my eyes 15 times a day. This must be Peter Ngutayo, the certified coach and, of course, a trainer, the vision bearer for the Taiyong Leadership Center. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackson.
What a pleasure getting you on the radio this morning. And because we have you, we're going to talk much this morning about the choices our children should be able to make after the official exams. Now, Mr. Peter Ngutayo, certified coach, expert in CV conception and production. This is the GCE. The results are out. Some have 5 A's, some have 3's, some have 2. What should be the mindset of these very young Cameroonians that should be bracing up to take the future of this country?
The first thing is that many will not go to university. That is a sad thing. That's a sad thing, which I've been crying because the honeymoon is over. So many children are caught between what to do next with their life, because they never had time to seek preparation or to prepare themselves or to meet a career advisor to say, what is it that I should be doing in university? What should that the future is in demand of? What is it that I would finish, I would do and get money? You know, Jack, one of the things I will tell you about our educational system, which I'm not blaming, is that we don't bring on the table to our children where their future lies. You have to let the students see the future and see where the new jobs are coming, see where the new careers are opening up. You don't just send the child to university because he must have a university degree. No. And I said, no. University degrees don't count. What counts a lot, and I'll tell you freely, is where the child can put food on the table at the end of the studies. You know, so many people are in universities in Africa, in Cameroon. All the universities are all are doing is churning out thousands of universities and making a lot of noise. How they are sending out students from university, but where are those students going to? Where are those students finding the jobs? You know, there's something we call AOD, area of destiny. Where is their area of destiny? If you cannot, as a university, provide students that area of destiny, you're failed. You cannot send out students with degrees and they don't know where to stand. Asking the question, what do I do with my life? Same like A-levels have come out. Lots of students will not go to university this year. I will tell you for free. I've been coaching and counseling for the last 15 years. I'll tell you, lots of students don't go to university, not because they are not intelligent. I know of a young girl who has 22 points in the A-levels, whose father is asking the world, what happens, what will I do to my daughter? There are many like that. Those parents don't have that time to have a conversation with their children to tell them, this is where I see the new jobs. Right. Where I see you going to.
Okay.
Where I think you can go to. Yes.
Yeah. Now, but you have guidance counselors in most of our secondary and high schools, Peter Ngutayo. What role then do they play?
I am not going to talk about guidance counselors because I think these are just people who have been employed and paid a salary and they are so excited, and which is true, I'm not criticizing them. But I think it starts on the home. It starts from the home. You know, Jack, I love to have a conversation with your children and find out where their passion lies. Find out. You see, Jack, don't get into anything that you don't have passion for.
Okay.
You know, you must have passion for. You have woken up 2-3 o'clock this morning to come and serve us because you have passion for journalism.
Correct.
Passion is number one. Risk taking is number two. So many people are into this whole idea of fear. Fear has two meanings.
All right.
Let everything and run. Face everything and rise.
All right.
So you have to face everything and rise and find the right passion if you want to make it in life. You know, guidance counselors don't give you the passion. You know, there are lots of people into jobs which we can describe as get me out of here jobs because they made the wrong move from the beginning, going to the wrong university, doing the wrong things, and then the wrong jobs.
All right.
So many people are in what we call career purgatory. Career purgatory, I mean, because they never ask themselves, what do I study? And how can that lead me to the future? I'll take a school like ERIC. I left ERIC 26 years ago. I'm a former student of ERIC. Many students leave ERIC today and they are all in town. But you know, a degree in international relations can take you to over 60 to 20 professions. A degree in international relations, same like journalism. I'll take lots of journalists. This is a stick and respect. Where are they? They are running behind microphones, but running behind newspapers because they don't see that that profession gives them over 20 other careers. You see, journalism is a boulevard. And I want to tell the young people out there, it's a boulevard. I was one. It has taken me to 17 new careers. And I think every other journalist can have better than I have. You know, let us stop this idea of going after wishy-washy professions, conventional professions that don't earn us anything. Why is today when I go to university? Because they have never asked themselves the question, what will I do with my life?
All right.
After high school, you're supposed to ask that question, what do I do with my life? And that's what we call, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, career orientation. That you have to keep yourself. You don't need the people in your school to tell you that you have to be a lawyer. People are into this old conventional professions, lawyers, doctors, engineers, because nobody has sat with them to tell them that this is where the new money is coming from.
All right.
We have to do green jobs. Have you heard about green jobs?
Yes, yes, jobs with the climate. I mean,
have you heard about green money?
Yeah, all go with the climate. Now, Peter Ngwatai, I was getting there. You're a career coach. You actually train for tomorrow's minds. What are some of the new areas that you think that our children will need to delve to, Peter Ngwatai, especially as they face this new challenge of the world? Is it technology? Is it the climate? Is it transformation? Where do you think we should try to focus next?
Jack, let me say this to you. The average human being before they are 40 will have changed 16 careers. And let me also say that today, you no longer have to sit in one, go for one career. You should look at yourself and say, what are my skills? What are my competencies? What can I do and what can I not do? That's what we call self-awareness. Jack, let me tell you, and let me start with you, sincerely, if you're asking me that question, you are not just one of the best journalists we have in this country, finance animator, but you're a great PR person. You can be a great events manager at the same time. You can be a wonderful spokesman for any authority in this country. People are not looking for those ambitions, you know. You can be a journalist and be something else. You can be a medical doctor and entrepreneur. You can be a musician and be a sports star.
Okay.
There's no one career fits all. You have to look out there and ask yourself the question, where does my passion lie?
All right.
Where does my passion lie? Jack, I, Peter Ngwatai, I'm talking to you. I'm old, retired, and not tired.
Right.
I retired 11 years ago. But Jack, every day, I'm finding a new version of myself.
Wow.
Every day I wake up with a new version of myself because I have my head open and thinking. Jack, this box is so full. Everybody thinking in the box. Everybody thinking in the box.
All right.
And now the box is so full. Think out of the box, Jack.
All right.
Cameroon is a country with so much to solve in terms of problems and make money.
All right.
You know, there's one country in the world where I see financial scandal. There's so much money lying in the streets of Cameroon. Why must everybody be a lawyer? Why must everybody be a journalist? Why must everybody be a doctor? Why does everybody be an engineer? I've talked of green money. The future, as we just asked, lies in new, innovative careers where people can they can be multidimensional. And the average human should think like a millipede with 1,000 legs.
All right.
Be able to have 1,000 jobs and manage them.
All right.
Money. You need to have all the many schemes for money. You cannot be a medical doctor and sit in one spot. You should be able to be a medical doctor who is an entrepreneur, who is also teaching somewhere, who is also consultant somewhere. Yeah, let me come back to you. We have at the Kion Center, and we start to announce it to the public.
Correct.
And there's something they call International Career Advisory Services. Because our career advisory services is to help students, parents, workers who have been in a career purgatory for too long. You cannot sit in one job for 25 years. You are a tree.
All
only
right.
Three sit on one spot. Check.
Thank
people
you.
Should move out. People are very intelligent, talented, but no motivation.
All right.
Hang around people who can motivate, inspire you. Don't go and hang around people who don't give you any motivation. You see, the greatest failure I see in our society is your environment.
All right.
Where you put your back is where you meet it.
All
if
right.
You go and fight with a pig, you have blood on your body. If you fight with a dog, you sleep with a dog, you have things on your body. Your environment is very critical about your future.
All right.
Who do you move with?
All right. Beautiful.
You know, and I think the young people should start asking themselves that question. Who is my best friend? Well, what for the career? They should speak to a career advisor. Speak to for your information, for your listeners.
All right.
We are offering 2 free weeks of career advice at our office in Lokan. Any parent, any worker who feels that they want a change in their career, to just move in. I will tell them that you have a degree in international relations. Yes. You can become a political advisor.
All right. Peter Gutayu.
You can become many other things. Yes.
All right. Peter Gutoyo, I want to thank you very, very much for your insight this morning on The Break on the National Radio in Cameroon. And of course, I want to wish you a fantastic day and to tell the world that you will be regular on the show, especially this period where we prepare, our children prepare for their futures, defense universities after high schools. Wishing you a day with plenty of smiles on your face. Yes.
There is no reason for any parent to be better than the child.
Okay.
We all have to have children who are far better than us. And that is the message I want to tell our community.
All right. That thank you.
You should not be better than your child. Your child should be better than you.
All right. Thanks.
And giving the child everything to be better than you.
All right. Thanks very much, Peter Gutayu. Thank you. And goodbye to you. And of course, we tend this morning, he said, let's have the mindset of a millipede. Think 1,000 options at a time. Englishman in New York, it's Think.